Chapter 3.
Joe, I want to fuck you so bad right now.
Sienna moaned as she leaned up on an elbow to look me in the eyes.
But are you sure it's safe? I know the door is locked, but these people are weird. These animals are weird.
I stared up at the ceiling for a minute to think. Dangerous, you say?
Dangerous is kind of sexy.
Jessamine giggled.
What if we do get caught? We'd have to be fast and quiet.
Sienna replied, and she started to run her fingers down my chest and unfasten the buttons on my jacket. Yeah, what if someone from the village heard us? I grinned and leaned my head back on the magic carpet to relax. Well, that would be terrible.
Are you serious?
Ariana asked, and her eyes were as wide as saucers.
You think that's okay?
Oh, no, it's not okay, I snickered, and I had to resist moaning as Jessamine started kissing my neck. It's better than okay.
Oh, I think I get it,
the mermaid muttered, and I could see in the dim light that her cheeks had turned as crimson as her hair.
You all are a little crazy, but I suppose I'm interested.
You suppose? I asked her with an arched eyebrow. Get over here, Ariana. I'll make sure you're interested.
Okay, Joe.
My red-haired wife giggled. She was often shy leading up to sex, but once she got going, she was as wild as anyone I'd ever seen. So the mermaid took off her cloak, pulled up her dress, and straddled me, even though I was still wearing pants. I now had Jessamine to my left still sucking on my neck, Sienna on my right removing my shirt, and Ariana grinding herself down onto my cock, which was getting harder and harder by the second. Then all the hair on my body stood on end as Sienna got down to my belt.
Ariana, you're in the way,
the blonde laughed.
Don't you want to take his cock out?
Yes.
The mermaid groaned and threw her head back.
I can already feel it, and it's so hard.
I ran my hands under the redhead's skirt and up her thighs, and I gasped when I realized she hadn't been wearing any underwear this whole time. Her skin was silky smooth and warm to the touch, and I lifted her up by her ass and slipped a finger into her dripping pussy. Fuck, Ariana. I didn't know you were naked under here, I hissed, and I was almost overcome by sensations from the three women who surrounded me. Jessamine, Sienna, are you wearing anything under your dresses?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Sienna whispered into my ear.
Do you want to find out?
Yeah, I moaned. Jessamine, what about you?
Well, it's a secret,
my dark-haired wife whispered.
But I'll tell you my secret, if you want me to, hero. Oh,
I do, I groaned. But I only have two hands, and, well, one of them is busy.
I can show you with your other hand,
Jessamine breathed, and I blindly reached out for her body. The raven-haired beauty took my hand and ran it down the front of her breast, and I could feel how hard her nipple was. As I squeezed it, my cock throbbed harder and harder, and I couldn't believe I still had pants on. Regardless of the fact, Ariana was grinding her body against me, and I didn't know who to address first. Jessamine... Ariana, I could barely get the words out. Jessamine, oh, you promised me your pussy. Ariana, if you come this way, you're going to get my clothes soaking wet. Oh, you're already dripping all over me.
I know.
The redhead laughed breathlessly as she kept moving her body against my hand.
You're already dirty, though, Joe. That's what I like about you. Let me get to his belt.
Sienna whimpered.
It's not fair. Joe's already touching both of you. I want something, too.
He hasn't even gotten to the good part yet.
Jessamine giggled before she pulled up her skirt, and I groped my way up her thighs until I could feel the soft patch of curls that covered her mound. God, you're so fucking incredible. I rubbed my finger against her clit until she moaned, and then I ran my hand gently back, slipped a finger inside her pussy, and then pulled it away.
Okay, you found the good part now,
my dark-haired wife panted.
But Joe, please don't tease me like that.
Oh, fuck, I can't believe you all have been going around all day with your pussies just out there in the open, waiting for me to touch you, I growled.
You don't even know about me yet,
Sienna pouted.
Joe, that's not fair. I'm horny too.
Well, then why don't you be a good girl and show me? I asked the blonde. Don't worry, you'll get your turn.
Okay,
Sienna said, and she batted her eyelashes at me.
If you want to see what's under my dress, I don't mind.
Then my blonde wife stood up and began to take off her pale blue dress, which buttoned down the front. I craned my neck to watch as she unfastened each button in what seemed like an agonizingly slow motion. And then she pulled the entire garment over her head. I gasped when I first saw the entirety of her body in the halo of light from the flashlight, and my cock throbbed against the mermaid still perched in my lap. Sienna's creamy skin virtually glowed as I scanned her from head to toe. Everything from her exquisite heart-shaped face, with her red lips and huge blue eyes, to her sensuous hips and full round breasts with pink gumdrop nipples got me even harder than I was before, and I thought I'd never seen such an incredible sight. "Fuck, Sienna, you're so fucking gorgeous," I groaned, as she kneeled down again next to me.
"Thank you, Joe."
The blonde gave me a small kiss on the lips before she reached down to my belt again.
"I'm getting your pants off now. I think it's the right thing to do." "Okay,"
Ariana sighed, and she moved her body slightly down my legs so her blonde sister wife could reach the buttons on my pants. I continued to thrust my finger deeper inside her soaking wet tunnel, and the redhead groaned loudly.
"Joe, you better stop. I'm going to come just from this."
"Shh, Ariana."
Jessamine laughed as she laid next to me, and I noticed she was running her hand down her body like she was about to start touching herself.
"I thought you didn't want to get caught."
"I don't care,"
the redhead virtually shouted as she bucked her hips against my hand, and I couldn't wipe the huge grin off my face. Meanwhile, Sienna slowly reached down and stroked my rock-hard shaft through the fabric. Then she ran her hand under Ariana's dress, and I felt her fingers near my own as she stroked the inside of the redhead's thighs. At her touch, Ariana's entire body tensed up, and I could feel her shaking like she was about to come right that second. "Ariana, I told you not to do that," I warned my red-haired wife, and I reached under her long skirt to spank her on the ass. I knew full well what the effect of my touch would be, and I immediately felt her thighs clamp down tightly against my own as the soft, slippery walls of her pussy began to convulse in her first orgasm of the night.
I'm...
the mermaid stuttered as she threw back her mane of crimson locks. "Yeah, that's right," I growled. "That's right, let it all go."
"Fuck, Joe!"
Ariana shouted as she finally came, and I could feel her gooey wetness all over my hand.
"You're so loud,"
Sienna giggled.
"Ariana, sometimes I think you're the baddest one of us all."
The redhead sighed deeply and collapsed on my chest, and I kissed her gently. Then Ariana climbed off me and squeezed in between me and Jessamine, and I saw the dark-haired princess pinch her nipple as punishment. "Can we actually take our clothes off?" I asked, and I sat up on my elbows and looked around at all three of my wives. "Would someone please fully undress me? I want to see all of your bodies, and I'd like to fuck one of you, and I need it now."
"Okay, it's my turn,"
Jessamine declared as she sat up and raised her hand. Then she pulled her dress over her head in one swift motion, and I admired the sight of her smooth, golden skin in the dim light. Her caramel breasts bounced up and down as she reached over Ariana to caress my cock. Then she finally undid all the buttons on my pants.
"Who says it's your turn?"
Sienna pouted from her position kneeling on my left side, and she gently shoved Jessamine off me and gazed at my exposed manhood.
"I want Joe next, so I say it's my turn."
"No, Sienna."
Jessamine stared at the blonde directly in the face and pushed her gently on the shoulder.
"Ariana, move out of the way. I'm getting his giant cock first tonight."
"Ladies, no fighting," I chuckled. "There's enough of me to go around."
"No,"
Sienna said in a firm tone, but I saw a smirk on her face.
"I'm going to fuck Joe, and I'm doing it now."
Before I could respond, Jessamine suddenly tumbled over me and tackled Sienna, and the two naked women began to wrestle on the edge of the carpet. "Whoa!" I gasped as I shot up and went to stop them, but I thought better of it at the last second because it was insanely hot that these gorgeous princesses were literally fighting over my cock. So I put my head on my chin to watch as their huge breasts rubbed up against each other and their smooth legs intertwined. Sienna yanked on a big strand of her dark-haired sister wife's hair, and Jessamine cried out either in surprise, arousal, or both.
I'm getting Joe's seed first,
Sienna panted.
No, Joe is going to fill my womb with his hero's cream first,
Jessamine huffed before she rolled and straddled the blonde. And then my dark-haired wife pinned Sienna's wrists to the ground. Fuck, this was definitely the hottest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh my,
Ariana whispered behind me. I looked over at the mermaid and I saw her bright aqua eyes were huge and her mouth was hanging open. At some point, she'd taken her dress off, and I took a minute to admire her strawberry nipples, taut stomach, and curvy thighs with a bright red patch in between. Do you want to join in? I asked the redhead, and she flashed me a mischievous smile. Then, while Jessamine and Sienna were distracted, the mermaid pulled my pants all the way off, straddled me again, and slid her tight, warm wetness all the way down onto my shaft. Oh, fuck, Ariana, I moaned. And I realized how loud my voice sounded as it echoed off the walls of the barn. So much for quick and quiet, though that had never really been the goal anyway.
Ariana, that's cheating,
Jessamine gasped, and she reached over to roughly pinch the redhead's nipple. Ariana's cheeks were flushed bright pink as she ground her pussy down onto my body, and she cried out at her sister wife's touch.
Well, you two are fighting, so I clearly won.
Ariana shrugged, and then she got back down to the business of fucking me.
Sienna, does that seem fair to you?
My dark-haired wife pouted.
No, but I suppose we can't push her off now.
The blonde chuckled.
I guess all we can do is hope she gets punished for stealing my prize.
She sent me a pointed look as she said this, and I smirked before I slapped Ariana on the ass again.
Oh, Joe!
The mermaid squealed, and then she began to bounce harder and faster on my cock.
Well, I still clearly won the fight for Joe,
Jessamine informed Sienna, and she pinched the blonde on her thigh.
Please,
the blonde snorted and rolled her sapphire eyes. I couldn't look away as Sienna suddenly shoved Jessamine over onto her back and straddled her. Then, as she stared into my eyes, the blonde pulled her dark-haired sister wife's leg up into the air, and I watched as the two began to grind their mounds up against each other. Soon, both of their bodies were glistening with sweat and each other's juices, and hot bolts of energy shot throughout my entire body.
Oh, this feels so good,
Jessamine whimpered as she and Sienna continued to scissor together.
But not as good as Joe's cock. Oh, nothing is as good as that,
Sienna panted and locked eyes with me. You'll get your turn soon enough, I grunted. But then my attention derailed as Ariana slammed her pussy all the way down my shaft and clenched.
But right now, it's my turn, Joe,
Ariana pouted. But I could see she was also watching her two sister wives pleasure one another. Then the redhead threw her head back and moaned, and I knew she was about to come again soon. Fuck, you're all so hot. I can't even stand it, I grunted as I shoved my cock up into Ariana in a rhythmic motion. And I turned my attention to watching the redhead ride me with red cheeks and her eyes closed in concentration. Ariana threw her head back as she clenched down on me again with shaking thighs, and I slapped her on the ass again in the hopes it would take her over the top. Then, with one final grinding motion down onto my body, the tight walls of her pussy began to spasm over and over.
Joe!
Ariana literally screamed this time. And as she continued to shake, Jessamine reached over to spank the redhead on the ass as hard as she could.
Oh, fuck, Jessamine! I'm gonna come again!
The mermaid was so sloppy and sticky as she convulsed on top of me that I knew I was going to have to let myself come soon. So I spanked Ariana one last time, before I felt myself begin to involuntarily thrust up into her body over and over, as spurt after spurt of hot seed blasted into her ready womb. Her tight tunnel quickly began to overflow, though, and warm streams of our combined juices dribbled down the redhead's thighs. Fuck! I grunted as my eyes rolled back into my head.
Oh, there's so much, Joe!
Ariana whimpered as she clenched around my shaft like she wanted to keep every last drop. The vibrations of my orgasm pulsated through my arms and legs for what seemed like several minutes, and when I finally could see straight again, I realized Ariana had somehow crawled off me. Now all three of my wives were hovering over my cock and trying to push one another away for a chance to drink down the remaining drops of my hot cum. They fought over me as if my seed were a glass of water on a hot day, and my dick gave another hearty throb until a few more drops dripped from the tip. "Damn, you girls are feisty tonight," I mumbled as I collapsed down onto my elbows to watch. "Are you going to wrestle over me again?"
"Well, I'm clearly winning every fight,"
Jessamine giggled as she pushed both Sienna and Ariana out of the way, held my balls in her hand, and put my cock into her mouth for a minute to get me hard again. When my dark-haired wife looked up at me, a drop of cum was running down from her lip to her chin, and she wiped it away before licking it off the tip of her delicate finger like an ice cream cone.
"Jessamine, I'm gonna get you,"
Sienna warned, and she grabbed her sister wife's shiny black hair so hard it pulled her head back.
"Oh!"
Jessamine cried out again in what I now knew to be arousal. "This is the opposite of what you do when you're trying to be subtle," I snickered.
"Do you think someone's watching through the window?"
Sienna looked up at me with a mischievous smile before she grabbed Jessamine by her shoulders, pushed her to the side, and quickly straddled me facing my feet. She rubbed the tip of my rock-solid cock against her clit over and over again as she moaned out in pleasure, and then she knelt above me and slid my hardness inside her waiting body. The blonde was already soaking wet, and her juices splashed all over my thighs. All I could see from this angle was her pale, smooth ass bouncing up and down in rhythm, and I traced a slow finger down her spine as I enjoyed the view.
"Oh my God, Sienna, you're such a wicked princess,"
Jessamine whined before she dangled her firm breasts over my face. When the raven-haired princess's nipple brushed up against my lips, I opened my mouth to take it in and suck on it ravenously, and I saw she had her hand buried deep between her legs. Within moments, Jessamine's entire body began to shudder, and before I knew it, she had started to cry out in ecstasy.
"I can't take it. I need cock right now."
"Fuck, Jessamine, Sienna, Ariana, all of you," I moaned. "You're driving me absolutely insane tonight. Is it a full moon? Because you're like wild animals."
"Wild animals, you said?"
Jessamine smirked, leaned over, and bit me hard on the neck. Then she slapped Sienna on the ass hard enough to leave a bright red mark.
"Shit! Jessamine, that hurt!"
Sienna cried out, and for a moment the blonde stopped what she was doing and looked back at her sister wife.
"If I weren't busy right now, I'd...
All of a sudden, I felt the telltale gush of wetness that signified Sienna's orgasm, and as the sides of her pussy began to pulsate around my shaft, I grabbed her by the hips and pushed my cock further up inside her until my tip hit her cervix.
"Oh, you like to take all of it, don't you?" I grunted.
"Yes, Joe,"
the blonde moaned, and she leaned back her head so her long golden hair dangled down onto my abs.
"You're so fucking huge, and I want every single inch and drop of you."
"Yeah, that's right, you take that cock," I growled, but as her juices started to run down the inside of my thighs, I couldn't take it anymore, and I plunged my shaft even deeper into her pussy. This time, uncontrollable spasms of pleasure ran throughout my entire body before I shot my hot load up inside Sienna's tight, wet hole.
"Fill me up!"
the blonde screamed, and I thought none of my wives had ever been louder or rowdier than they were tonight. If they wanted to draw attention from the villagers, this was certainly the way to do it. Finally, Sienna collapsed next to me. She'd somehow managed to get herself almost entirely wet with a mix of sweat, her own juices, and my cum. And I pushed a damp strand of hair out of her face and kissed her on the forehead. The blonde sighed in pleasure, and then she swiped her fingers between her thighs and licked them clean of my sperm.
"Kiss me, Sienna, please,"
Ariana begged her sister wife, and the blonde complied. After their tongues slowly became entangled with one another's, the redhead pulled away for a minute and smiled.
"I was hoping you'd still taste like Joe's seed, and I was right. I just wanted to have it on my lips one last time."
"Oh, God," I moaned as I wiped sweat off my forehead. "Oh, you're all killing me." Jessamine was gazing at me intently now, and I looked deep into her dark brown eyes and smiled at her. "Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you."
"You better never forget about me,"
my dark-haired wife said, and then she bent over me and sucked on the tip of my cock for a minute.
You taste like Sienna, Ariana, and your own seed, and it's so yummy. Oh,
tell me more, I begged Jessamine. Come over here, whisper into my ear, and tell me something dirty. The black-haired princess crawled up next to me for a moment and began to stroke my shaft up and down, and I could tell I had plenty of energy left for a third round.
What do you want me to talk about, Joe?
Jessamine asked me into my ear, and then she sucked gently on my earlobe.
Do you want to hear about how I'm going to fuck you, and it's going to be so naughty for me to ride you after Sienna and Ariana already did? I called Sienna a wicked princess before. But do you think I am too? Can I be your wicked wife, Joe?
Oh, yes, forever, I groaned. Jessamine, I want you so bad right now. Before I knew it, she'd climbed onto my hard cock, but instead of starting to ride me immediately, she leaned down over me so her nipples brushed against my chest, and she could whisper into my ear again. Fuck, Jess. I grabbed her ass and began to do the work for her as I thrust up into her pussy over and over.
So, what do you think Rachel is going to be like?
Jessamine whispered, and the feel of her hot breath on my neck was agonizing. The dark-haired princess squirmed around on my cock until she found the right spot, and then she moaned softly into my ear.
Do you think she's going to have big tits like me?
I don't... No, I gasped, and I almost felt like I was going to black out.
Do you think she's going to have a pussy tight and wet for you like mine?
Jessamine was speaking so softly I could barely hear her over the moans of Sienna and Ariana getting each other off again.
Joe, do you think she's going to fuck your big cock like me?
Oh, fuck, Jessamine. My ass bucked up off the bed, and my shaft started to pound into my wife's body like it had a mind of its own. At the same time, the raven-haired beauty's warm walls began to clench down on me over and over again in a primal rhythm. And after several minutes of this intense rhythm, I shot my seed deep into her womb. My brain tingled as if I had stood up too fast, and I could feel my cock spurting what felt like cups of cum up into her pussy as it spasmed over and over again. I held on to her ass as tightly as I could as I attempted to squeeze every last bit of pleasure out of the moment. And then she gently rolled off me and snuggled up to my chest.
Did you like that, Joe?
Jessamine asked, and she kissed a bead of sweat off my brow. Then she looked at Sienna and Ariana lying next to her and smirked.
I guess Joe just saved the best for last this time, huh? Shut up, Jessamine!
Sienna laughed, and she flicked her sister wife on the arm.
You know how much I love you, right? Of course I do.
Jessamine said with a smile, and then she turned over to pull her sister wives into a huge hug. And I love all three of you. I sighed as I put my arm around all of them. And we all laid there in a pile for a moment before the dark-haired princess spoke again.
But just because I love you doesn't mean I can't beat both of you in a fight.
We all burst out laughing, but when I heard a goat bleating from the corner, I suddenly remembered we were in a barn. Then we all began to laugh even harder, and my shoulders convulsed as tears formed in my eyes. Oh, I hope the peasants were watching. I snickered between gasps of breathing. I hope they saw you all literally fighting over me, and I hope they saw how crazy my princess wives get when my cock's involved.
You know they're jealous,
Sienna mumbled, and I could tell the blonde was starting to fall asleep as her eyes fluttered shut. My wives had begun to drift off in a cuddly pile like they were puppies, and I sat up to find their cloaks. Then I covered all the women in the soft fabric before I laid back on the warm carpet and smiled to myself. I had to be the luckiest man in Fairyland and L.A. combined. I curled up next to Ariana's warm back, and I must have drifted off, because the next thing I knew, cold, white light had started to stream in through the windows. I yawned, rolled over, and looked up at the ceiling, and when my head cleared, I realized it hadn't been the light that had woken me up. Someone was pounding on the barn door, and they sounded really pissed off.